from a place called Happy Valley, just outside Puthcawl, but it's in Puthcawl like it is, and it's an holiday camp, and I spent all my life there with like all my family, like my mother's there, my brothers and sisters are there, with my friends there, all of them. I'm the youngest, so by the time I left home, all my family were married, all happily, you know, or like the 90s families, and I thought, oh, that'll happen to me, but it didn't. In the beginning, all my 20s has just been in and out of hostels, getting streetwise. I got a daughter of 11, and back in 91, we were there on the caravan site, and things were going fine, and there was a breakdown in communication between me and my ex-girlfriend, and she told a bunch of lies, like, to me about she was playing darts, but she wasn't. She was doing the opposite, enjoying herself. So that's how I was made homeless first, because she spent the rent check for the caravan off the council. So the first place that I went to was Stormy Down, that they call that place, Heartbreak Hotel, like. And that's just outside Puthcawl, but it's closed down now. It's all been demolished, and that was an old RAF complex where, in the Second World War, they used to use. You've got to press buzzers. It's very, you know, it's not very like 90s. It felt very like Victorian when you walk in. And that was run by social services. And you walk in, and everybody, when you walk in, they check your pockets. You're escorted into the building. They ask your background. They do police checks. The way that I felt, it was being like out in Russia or something like that, you know. And this is what I have found in a lot of like hostels. They do treat you like a prisoner, because when you go into these places, they class you all the same, like a number. All of them do, like myself. I have had a good upbringing, you know, and from what I've done out for my life, I've achieved a lot more than anybody else has. Everything's like people that go into homeless hostels, they're all alcoholics, drug users, but that's not the case. As I speak, it's people being made homeless now. By most of the time, what I can see is it's like a, I think some of the reasons is like a breakdown with like with families. Most of it, I wouldn't say all of it, is to do with drugs. I would say it could do with like your mother could have married somebody else, and it could be a breakdown. There could be loads of reasons, social like reasons. And all the people that I've met, like, you know, they've been in homes, or their marriage is broken down. But most of the people that I have met, I could trust them than somebody that had everything. All of us, all of us needs a chance. I've been interviewed with by people that work in like in hostels, and they're younger than me, even social services, and they're trying to tell me what I should do. Like, you know, it's like, fair enough, like when they were born, I was just leaving school, and I had a job, I had everything. But as soon as something like happens, you know, your family goes, and the only thing that I didn't do, I didn't hit the bottle. I knew where I was going. I knew I had to make a start. I knew that I couldn't do it where I was, because the facilities wasn't there. So when I did travel, and I wasn't scruffy, I wasn't anything like that, I always made sure I just did it, just putting the thumb out, like hitchhiking around the country. And at the end of the day, I think it's a cheap way to see, like the British Isles, you know. I didn't need British Rail or nobody. I did it all by my finger, on my thumb. I was getting money every 2 weeks. But you've always got to make sure that it all goes by, like, your initials. A, B, C, D, and all that. Lucky enough, I went to the right places where my money always carried on every 2 weeks. So I was only there, 14 days, and I would be back in Swansea and having a couple of beers with my mates. And I would go off again then. As soon as I hit the M4, I'll decide then. Is it Leeds? Is it Cambridge? But I always avoided, like, London, because if you go to London, that's a catch-22. You won't get nothing there. Going round, you know, like, to me, it made me fit. It was a good education. Seeing the, I'm just like a normal class bloke, like, you know, working class. And all my family was working. I was working to a certain point, but when you do lose your job, and then you've got to pay bills off, you've got to pay this off, and then that's when the breakdown of a relationship can come then, because all the good life is gone. And then if you can't support a child or whatever, and that's what happens, you just go your own ways then. But like, to me, I think some people say I'm glad I'm not homeless anymore, but to me, being homeless, I think it does give you a lot of knowledge what's going on. I see a lot of people now that say they've been homeless and they haven't been that homeless. Like, if they'd been homeless, they would know a lot about it. They think being homeless is by just, like, kipping out. But I always say, if you've been homeless, you want to get out of it. And you do get people that, when they go into, like, an hostel for the first time and they're not used to it, they never stay there. Because sometimes you are safer out in the street than you are in an hostel. You get beaten up. You get threatened. It all depends on that guy or whatever, you know. It's, if you do get, like, picked on or whatever, and that's when the streetwise, like, comes in, you know. You have to sort it out, like, in seconds, you know. It's just like, if somebody came up to me in, like, an hostel and started picking on me, it's only one way you're going to sort it out. You're going to have to do this person, like. You're going to have to sort him out in your own time. You're going to have to hurt him because he's going to hurt you, you know. It's, and a lot of people are not used to that. You go into some hostels, it's like Dracula's castle. You know, it's smelly people in their beds having fits. People being sick. The smell of disinfectant. At the moment, I'm waiting to get a place for me and my son, if I can. Because I do voluntary work for the Cyrenians. I'm in Oxford Street. It's a place for staff of the Cyrenians. It's there for you until you find a suitable place for yourself. And it's just a normal place, you know. It's not like you're not restricted. You know, it's like, yeah, you've got to be in by 11 o'clock or 11:30 until the morning. I've been here, I remember years ago. I've gone out from here when I first came to Swansea, about 10 years ago, and went to a nightclub, and me and my mate, and we had sleeping bags chucked down from upstairs off one of the boys that were here, and we stayed over by the beach until the morning. And if you do meet somebody in a nightclub and they say, well, where do you live then? Well, you're not going to say Heartbreak Hotel, yeah, that building or the one with the green door. But I could never go back to an hostel now. I'll never be homeless again because I've wised myself up. I know where I'm going in, like in life. All I want out of life is what's best for my son, because I got a daughter of 11. Time is running out. But one thing that I will do is that my son or my daughter will never be on the street. Never, like. Because I know what it's like.